السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن ولاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Respected scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, if a survey has to be conducted on an average man beyond religious grounds across the globe to ascertain the fears that haunt him the most, by and large you will find that two things will feature commonly and extensively. One is the fear of poverty, and number two is the fear of sickness. If you look into the ahadith of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a reflection of the fears of the Nabi of Allah, then you will find that very ironically, while poverty remains our greatest fear, the greatest fear that Nabi alayhi salam had was wealth. In the riwayat of Ibn Abi Dunya, what did he say? أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي. The greatest fear that resides within the heart of your Nabi is أَيَكْثُرَ فِيهِمُ الْمَالِ. That there must be abundance of wealth and there must be absolute affluence for each and every person. That is my greatest fear. Why, O Nabi of Allah? فَيَتَحَاسَدُونَ. And this is what I want to speak about in these few minutes that we have. When wealth becomes common in this world, then jealousy will become part of it. And when jealousy follows with affluence, fayaqtatilun, the Nabi of Allah said, be rest assured, people will fight, they will quarrel, they will envy, nay, they will even kill one another. So hence, as a precautionary measure, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us the golden formula that istaeenu ala qadai hawaijikum bil kitman fa inna kulli dhi ni'matin mahsud. That do your matters secretly in this world. Why? Every favored man is targeted with a jealous eye. The Nabi of Allah says, إِيَّاكَ وَالْحَسَدِ. Save yourself from jealousy. Why? It will destroy your good deeds, like how fire destroys and eats up wood. In the riwayat of Bazar, what did the Nabi of Allah say? دَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ دَاءُ الْأُمَمِ قَبْلَكُمْ. That the sins and the vices of the previous nations have crept into my ummah. Nabi alayhi salam says, when I say that, I refer to two sins primarily. Al-Baghda'u wal-Hasadu. Number one is malice, and number two is jealousy. And then Nabi alayhi salam said, if I may liken malice to something physical, what did he say? Al-Halika, al-Baghda, hi al-Halika, laysa halika to shar, walakin halika to deen. He said, don't get me wrong. Malice is like a razor blade. It won't shave your hair away. My Nabi said, it will shave your iman away. As long as there is jealousy and malice in the hearts, believe me, my brothers, we are not part of the broader ummah. You know, there is a sheikh in America when he visited Durban, Sheikh Siraj al-Haj, some years ago. And, you know, he made mention of this anecdote and, you know, something which is really thought-provoking. So he says one day there was this scholar, there was this alim, who was trying to gather his thoughts to put together the Jumu'ah lecture. And his son was next to him. And this little boy was interjecting. I mean, kids are kids today. You give them the toy cell phone, they want the real one. No, dad, that's the one I want you, the one you are using. So nonetheless, this father thinks to himself, you know what? I need to keep my little boy busy to gather my thoughts. He opens up a magazine and he finds the map of the world. So he tears the page off and he cuts up this map of the world into a puzzle. Africa, Asia, China, Europe, whatever it is. And he tells his young boy, put the puzzle together. 5 minutes down the line, the son comes back. He said, dad, the puzzle is done. Like they say in English, apples don't fall too far from the tree. So the father says, 5 minutes, how did you manage to put the puzzle together? He said, don't look at the map of the world. Look behind the map, it was the picture of a man. I put the head in place, I put the eyes in place, I put the nose in place, I put the arms in place, I put the fear in place, the feet in place. The father says, my boy, you have taught me the greatest lesson of life. When man comes together, despite his differences, the world will come in order. When man comes together, the world will come in order. That's a separate topic on its own. I always say this, differences of opinion are inevitable. It happened from time immemorial, it will happen till the end of time. The definition of the unification of this ummah is not consensus on one view. The definition of the unification of this ummah is not consensus on one view, simply because if any person has the intention of unifying the ummah by bringing them onto consensus, I'm afraid, my brother, by its very definition, it's a flawed definition. The Sahaba were the most united, but they differed on so many issues. You can sit in a meeting, you can be heated as far as your arguments are concerned, but walk out of the meeting with a smile on your face, with a clean heart. We are progressing as an ummah. Really, jealousy has crippled us as an ummah. You know, the Nabi of Allah, the hadith appears in Tanbihul Ghafirin. The Nabi of Allah one day is sitting on the pulpit, and he looks up towards the heavens, and then he paused. And then he said, يَطَّرِيُ عَلَيْكُمُ الْآنِ مِنْ هَذَا الْبَابِ أَوْ مِنْ هَذَا الْفَجْرَ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Very soon you will see a man who's walking from that direction is a Jannati. Sahaba said, we began to raise our eyeballs in anticipation. Amr bin As, who's the narrator of the hadith, he said, after a few moments, I had seen an ordinary simple man coming. Water was dripping from his beard. Allaqana alayhi fi yadihi shimal, holding his shoes in his left hand. He entered Masjid al-Nabawi. He greeted, he sat down. After the program, he got up and he left. Second day, no coincidence. Nabi alayhi salam said, that man that's walking from that direction is a Jannati. Amr bin As said, this happened for 3 consecutive days. I said, I have to find out, what's the outstanding quality in the life of this man that Allah's Nabi said is a Jannati? He said, on the third day, as this man left Masjid al-Nabawi, I approached him. I said, my brother, I have one request. Could I spend 3 nights with you? And my brother is not like you and I. You meet someone, you want to take the man home, you need to phone Minister of Home Affairs. She needs to give permission. How many guests? 3 coming. Next thing, 10 pitch up. We all know what happens. So, Allahu Akbar. So, Amr bin As told the Sahabi that, you know what, I would love to spend 3 nights with you. He said, by all means, no problem. You know, often it happens, you travel, you know, you tell the man, come home. Next thing, the man pitches up. You know what, I just said it, I never really meant it, man. So, Amr bin As, he comes to the home of the Sahabi. He said, I assumed that this Sahabi would stand up before the Almighty Allah throughout the night, and he would fast every day. To my utter surprise, after Salatul Isha, this man retired to bed. Only thing I noticed, that whenever he would turn from side to side at night, he would praise Allah, he would glorify Allah. But I thought to myself, you know what? There has to be something in the life of this man. 3 days, 3 nights. I came to this man on the third day. I said, 3 days prior to you entering Masjid al-Nabawi, Allah's Nabi said, you're a Jannati. What is that quality that you have in your life? He said, you have seen my days, you have seen my nights. Ma huwa illa ra'ait. Nothing extraordinary. Amr bin As said, I decided to walk away. Da'ani, this man calls me. He said, you really want to know? I will give you the formula of Jannah. I quote the words of the Sahabi, غَيْرَ أَنِّي لَا أَجِدُ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ غِشًّا وَلَا حَسَدًا عَلَىٰ خَيْرٍ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ إِيَّا. He says, never in my life has my heart harbored malice or jealousy against any person in relation to the wealth and the affluence that Allah has given him. Never in my life has my heart harbored malice or jealousy against any person in relation to the wealth and the affluence that Allah has given him. What did my Nabi say? He held the hand of Anas. Ya Anas, in istata'ata an tumsi wa tusbi wa laysa fi qalbika ghishun li ahadin minal muslimin faf'al. Oh Anas, if you could do me a favor, you get up in the morning, monitor your heart. Not your cholesterol, your diabetes, and your pressure. Nabi alayhi salam said, look at your heart. Monitor your heart. And if your heart tells you, I've got no malice for any person in this world, oh Anas, you have revived one of my greatest teachings. You do that, you love me, you would be in Jannah. You know, Faqih ibn Samarqandi, if you open Tamil, I don't have time, just very quickly I'll run you through this. What does he say? لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ مِّنَ الشَّرِّ أَضَرُّ مِنَ الْحَسَدِ لِأَنَّهُ يَسِلُ إِلَى الْحَاسِدِ أَرْبَعَ أُقُوبَاتٍ قَبْلَ أَن يَسِلَ إِلَى الْمَحْسُودِ مَكْرُوهٌ. Amongst all the spiritual maladies, the worst of all is jealousy. For the simple reason, it will bring about four evil traits in the jealous man. What does he say? Number one, غَمٌّ لَا يَنْقَطِعُ. The first thing that happens to a jealous man is unending depression. What is the jealousy of the jealous man? Allah Ta'ala save me, Allah save one and all. Otherwise, the scholars have written in kitabs that jealousy is most commonly found amongst the scholars and the learned. It will affect the learned before it affects the layman. Malik bin Dinar used to say that shahadatul qurra maqboola fi kulli shay illa shahadatu ba'dihim ala ba'd. I will accept the evidence of a scholar openly, provided one learned scholar does not give evidence against another learned scholar. If one learned scholar gives evidence against another learned scholar, he says, I am afraid it is contaminated with jealousy. You know, if you open Quran, Allah makes mention of an amazing incident in the time of Dawood alayhi salam. So there were these two men. Allah Ta'ala says, وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ نَبَأُ الْخَصْمِ. Dawood alayhi salam used to divide his days into three. One day with his family, one day for Allah, and one day he used to resolve the disputes amongst people. The day that was exclusively reserved for the worship of the Almighty Allah, no person would dare come close to Dawood alayhi salam. So suddenly these two men, they scaled the wall. And when they appeared before Dawood alayhi salam, he became a bit nervous and skeptical that perhaps these men have a hidden motive, a sinister agenda. One of them steps forward and he tells Dawood alayhi salam that we are partners, we are brothers rather. Inna hadha akhi, here stands my brother. We have a problem, we have a dispute. Lahu tis'u wa tis'una na'ja wa liya na'jatu wahida. He has 99 sheep with him. Na'ja in Arabic refers to the female species, referring to ewes. He has 99 ewes with him. Wa liya na'jatu wahida. I have one little sheep, but this brother of mine is so jealous, he's trying to get that one sheep from me and make his hundreds. My brothers, we might frown upon it. Are we not victims of the very same malady? A man who starts up on a small scale, instead of promoting the man, encouraging the man, how often don't we see boy proposes to girl, proposal is accepted, nikah date is set, 1 week prior to the nikah, messages anonymously circulating. That's a rotten boy, a rotten family. You deserve someone better for your daughter, just to jeopardize the marriage of someone else. You know, Allah Ta'ala in Quran makes mention of Qarun. Who was Qarun? In the 20th Jews, in Surah Al-Qasas, Qarun was the cousin of Musa. His father and Musa alayhi salam's father were brothers. Number two, كان حافظاً بالتوراة. He had memorized the Torah. He was a hafiz of the Torah. And number three, when Musa alayhi salam was given the privilege of communicating with Allah on Mount Tur, Qarun was amongst those 70 people. Understand the privileges that Allah had given him. But jealousy gripped the heart of Qarun. What was the jealousy of Qarun? Why is my cousin Musa a prophet and why am I not a prophet? Now this is how the mind of a jealous man operates. Yusuf alayhi salam, his own brothers, his own blood. And like the scholars and the ulama have explained, Allah will give you the greatest amount of honor at the hands of those very people who harbor jealousy against you. Whilst they are planning your destruction, on a subtle note, Allah is paving your prosperity. Qarun, understand the privileges Allah had given him. But he used to repeatedly question the decision of Allah. Why is Musa a prophet? Why am I not a prophet? What he does, long story short, there was an immoral woman that used to live in that locality. So he tells her that the next time Moses and Musa stands up to address the Bani Israel, I want you in the midst of the gathering to embarrass him and tell him, Moses, you are giving big, big lectures, you have committed adultery, you rather sit down. You are playing with a friend of Allah. Musa alayhi salam ascends the pulpit. The congregation is around him, they throng around him. This woman stands up. She said, Moses, you are giving big, big lectures. You have committed adultery with me. You rather sit down. You're playing with a friend of Allah. Musa alayhi salam goes to one side. He falls in sajda. فَسَّمِعَ النَّاسُ سَوْتًا فِيهِ جَلَالَ النُّبُوَّةِ There was a loud scream that was echoed. Musa alayhi salam looked at this woman. He said, let alone zina, when did I ever touch you? She looks at Musa and she said, forgive me, Qarun provoked me because of his jealousy for you. Musa alayhi salam turns to Allah. He said, oh my Allah, if I am your Nabi, show me how you take revenge. Allah said, Musa, the land is at your command. He said, oh my Allah, if the land is at my command, swallow Qarun. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ The Quran says the earth split and he started sinking into the earth. And my Nabi said he will continue sinking right up to the day of Qiyamah. Understand, a man who was the cousin of Musa, who had memorized the Torah by memory, was given the privilege of communicating with Allah at Mount Tur. He died as a kafir and the entire world witnessed what happened to him as a result of jealousy. My brothers, was it not as a result of jealousy that it made black magic on the Nabi of Allah? What does the Arabic poet say? Aya hasidan li ala ni'amati atadri ala man ata'ta al-adaba. O jealous man over what Allah has given me, do you know to whom you have shown disregard? Not to me, my brother. You have actually frowned upon the decision of the Almighty Allah. You have frowned upon the decision of Allah. Isbir ala hasadil hasudi, fa inna sabraka qatiluhu. Be patient on the jealousy of a jealous man. Your patience will kill him. Your patience will eat him up. You know, the scholars have written, and let me, there are so many thoughts that cross the mind. I will just leave you with this. Imam Isma'i, you know, one day he's walking on the road and somebody came to him and he said, "Kam umruk? How old are you?" He said, "Mi'ata wa 'ishrin sana." 120 years old. He said, "What's the formula for your ripe old age? What's the formula?" He said, "There is my brother, I would give you one advice in life. Taraktu al-hasad fa bakaytu. That never in my life has my heart harbored malice or jealousy against any person. Because of that, I don't know what his problems, I don't know what his sickness, I don't know what his difficulties." Doctors today have mentioned that a person who enjoys a healthy matrimonial relation after surgery, his recovery rate is much quicker than that person who's going through crisis in his marriage life. My brothers, if what you eat affects your health, let me remind you and remind myself that these spiritual maladies also affect us and affect those around us. There's so much more I could have told you. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala purify our hearts. Allah Ta'ala cleanse our hearts so that we could die in a condition that our hearts are totally clean and we could enjoy the companionship of the Nabi of Allah in the gardens of Jannah. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ